I'm dreading this like a doctor's appointment, okay? Well, not quite as bad as a doctor's appointment, because I've told you how I feel about doctors. See, I'm coughing. I turned my head to the side and I coughed. I don't know why that made me think of Big Fatty. See, I can mention Big Fatty even though he can't mention me because he's got a bet with somebody, some super somebody. I don't even know this person.
Hunt, hunt.
But he's, and also he accused me of talking to this person that I don't even know. The man is sick, he's twisted, he needs help. He's an alcoholic, totally Alzheimer'd person, fat. An alcoholic, Alzheimer'd fat man.
I can't mention the name that Chago named this because that cute accent of that name. I can't say that name. How y'all doing? How's everybody doing? I can't say his name.
Anyway, that was a terrible Big Fatty. I have to work on that one.
A lot.
Yes, quite a bit.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
I have to work on that one.
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 234 of the BFO for Monday, the 29th of December, 2008. Coming up on today's show, y'all, Big Fatty is on his way back to the Charlestons, but I've got more Christmas cards to read. 7 to be exact. Oh, Lord. Everyone, that is the NSYNCs and Miss Bass singing the Kiss Me at Midnight. Thought I'd play a little New Year's music for you this week. Because the Krema is over, the Kwanzaa's going on, is the Chinooka still going on? It may still be going on, I don't know. The Boxing Day is over, and by the way, yesterday was the first of Muharram. I don't know what the fuck that is. And y'all, 2008 is about to get the finger. Yeah. So, y'all, I want to take a moment. I didn't have an opportunity on the shows last week to thank QCast Michael and Fairy Princess Holly and Arthur from down there in the New Zealands for helping out on the Arch of the Snowflake skit that we did on Christmas Day, and they just did a great job, and I hope you enjoyed that. And you know, one of the best parts of all that was hoodwinking Archer into saying happy birthday, and he had no fucking idea that that's what that was for. I made up some kind of fucking story that I was going to have a thing where all these different podcasters said happy birthday and blah 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 blah, and anyway, I got him to say it, and nee 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 boo boo, now you gotta do do. So anyway, but I want to thank them very much for helping out with that. And I also want to thank Mr. Larry H. Vader for coming back and repriving? Reprising, that's it. God, I can't fucking talk. Reprising those 4 episodes of the Little Fatty Cast. And y'all, that's how the Fat One got started. And y'all, quite frankly, you know, several people have said over the years, you know, those sound effects is just too much. It just drives me crazy. And I was like, meh, 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 whatever. Y'all, those fucking things drove me crazy last week. And so Big Fatty is just back to doing it solo again. I'm talking about the podcast. Don't get your mind out of the gutter. Oh, Lord. Friends, even when the time. many of you have sent me Christmas cards and you haven't heard back from Big Fatty, but y'all, I promise I am going to get these cards out. I'm waiting on the Vistaprint to get me the Christmas Happies to go inside of them. And plus, I had to order more Christmas cards because the response has just been overwhelming. Now, I will tell you, as I come back into Charleston today, I am going by the post office, so I'm sure there'll probably be more Christmas cards. But hopefully, the Christmas Happies and the additional New Year's cards will be there, and Big Fatty can start getting them out New Year's week here. Because, you know, I'm off at the coal mine again this week. And starting on tomorrow's show, I'll tell you how the whole Christmas hootenanny, not really hootenanny, how the Christmas in Atlanta, Christmas with the hats, how that all went. But, y'all, I want to open up the 7 Christmas cards that I have here. And on the show last Monday, I got to the point where I had 3 still left that I couldn't get to, and those were from the happy couple up there in the Danbury. Y'all, they're getting ready to get married again for the 3rd time, and from Miss Melinda and her old husband, and from Miss Wes out there in the San Diego. So I'm going to start with those, and the first one here, it's a picture of a little, it's one of those black and white funny cards. It's a picture of a little girl and a little boy, and the little boy is holding a present up to his fanny. Do you use the word fanny? Okay. And it says, from Santa, and the little boy says, I farted on your gift, still want it? And then you open it up and says, hope your holidays don't stink. Well, you know, I hope Big Fatty's holidays didn't stink also. And I hope y'all's holidays didn't stink either. And if they did, then enjoy the New Year's, because, you know, you can always be overserved on New Year's. And that's always a good thing. But it says, Merry Christmas and a very happy New Year. XOXO, Kevin and Brian in Danbury. Well, isn't that nice? Thank you, Kevin and Brian, and I am going to, I promise, I swear to God, I'm going to be getting a New Year's card out to y'all as well. Now, the next one is from Miss Melinda out there in the Soames Bar. You know, y'all, Miss Melinda, she enjoys a beverage as much as Big Fatty does, and this is in a fancy blue envelope, and on the front, there is a reindeer. And it says, peace on earth. And you open it up, and there's nothing printed. This is a handwritten card here. It says, roses are red, violets are blue, Santa's old and fat, and so are you. Oh, dear God. Thanks for all the fat laughs and insight into the aging process, Miss Melinda. Well, isn't that sweet? Y'all, I think that's wonderful. And it's got some glitter on it, too. I failed to mention that because, you know, Big Fatty likes glitter that is glued to the outside of the card, not just poured into the envelope like some old sea hag will do for you. All right, y'all, and Miss Melinda, you will be getting a card from Big Fatty. You know you are. Y'all, I have, now see, Miss Wes has made a mistake because, you know, to get a card from Big Fatty, you have to put your address on there. So now, y'all, I have the address of the penthouse, and Big Fatty might just have to make a surprise visit to the San Diegos and go and have my way with Miss Wes. But anyway, let's see what this is. Oh, dear God. On the front, there appears to be Mrs. Claus, and she's standing at the oven, leaning over. There's a turkey in the oven. There's a little elf looking at her. And on the right above her butt crack, her shirt has pulled up, and her skirt has kind of pulled down. And right above her butt crack, it appears to be a tattoo of 2 candy canes, opposing candy canes, so that they look like they form a heart. And then you open it up, and it says, everyone has a little bit of a naughty side. Thank God Miss West does. Then he writes, I hope this makes it to you in time for Christmas. If it doesn't, well, better fat than never. I've loved getting to know you this year, and I look forward to seeing you as I eat my way through the South this May. love Miss West. And then he says, show me your jingle bells, Big Fatty. Miss West, anytime you want to see my jingle bells, all you got to do is grab them. That's all I got to say. And you know, y'all, Miss West is going to be getting a New Year's card, and he'll be getting something else if Big Fatty has his way. So, anyway. All right, now, I have some other new cards that have come in since the last time I had those left over. And this one is from WC California. I don't know where WC California is. So, it's a blue card, or it's a blue envelope. Anyway, y'all, I'm having some trouble opening the envelope. So, okay, it's kind of, oh, wait a minute, it looks like some kind of Chinooka emblem on the outside. And, oh, it's a pop-up. Oh, my goodness. It's the Chinooka pop-up. And it says, Happy Chinooka. And it says, and it's a blue card in the silver, and it pops up. That's kind of fancy. That's the second pop-up Big Fatty's gotten. And, y'all, he's written, this is from Vince. And he's written on the blue card, and it's very hard to read, but I've got it under the light, so I think I can pull this off. It says, Dear BFO, thinking of you at this time of year, wishing you my... What? Wishing you my slice of the Christmas ham. Or is that my share of the Christmas ham? Ham, one of your many Jewish listeners, Vince. Well, thank you, Vince. That's the only Chinooka card that I got. That's fantastic. Thank you, Vince. And I know you love a good ham story, even though you don't eat the ham. You know, even though they're, you know, some of the Jews like that Ryan Starr Jones, who, by the way, I did not get a Christmas card from. So, you know, nor a Chinooka card. That's okay. He's probably unsubscribed. And he likes to eat the ham, regardless of being the Jew. And I say that in the nicest possible way. All right, this next one is coming to Big Fatty from the Washington's D.C. Maybe it's from Obama. Let's see what we got here. Let's see. Oh, Lord, it's another one of those old-fashioned cards, black and white, you know, colorized. And it's an old woman sitting on a couch next to the Christmas tree. And she says, my Christmas wish for you, that your holidays may be filled with laughter, joy, ... And then you open it up and printed, and men with big packages. Isn't that the truth? Thank you so much. That's Mark and Shane. You know, those are friends of Snowflake, Mark and Shane. I didn't even know Mark and Shane listened to the BFO. That's exciting to know that. And then it says, Merry Christmas. And then written on here, it says, is she holding that book funny or perhaps inappropriately touching herself? You know, the woman is reading a book on the front cover, and she does appear to be covering some sort of roast beef rubbing. She may be rubbing her roast beef. That's all I got to say. Here's hoping that 2009 is the fattest year ever, Mark and Shane. Well, that's exciting, y'all, because I didn't even know Mark and Shane listened to the BFO. Or did I? And I just forgot. Mark, Shane, did I know that? I don't think so. Y'all will be getting a New Year's card from Big Fatty. As will Vince. Vince, you're gonna get a New Year's card. I won't send you a Christmas card. I'll send you a New Year's card. All right, the next one is coming to me from the Big Apple itself. And it's kind of a small card. And you know, good things come in small packages, as they say. Oh, wait a minute. There's foil lining. Ha, ha, ha. You know, Big Fatty loves a foil lining. And then, oh, it's a picture. It says, Happy Holidays on the front. And there is a picture of the Bryant Park Christmas tree. And the photo was taken by David Buckingham. And it's a real pretty tree. And then there's a blue building in the background and all kinds of skyscrapers and everything. And it says, Big Fatty, wishing you a flatulent Christmas. Wishing you a flatulent Christmas and a gassy new year, David B. Well, David B., that's fabulous. And y'all, it's got foil around the edge on the front. That's fancy. And David B., I do have his address there, so he will be getting a New Year's card from the fat one. And y'all, the last one that I have to open for you today has come to me par avion. And you know what that means? That means it's an international card, and it is from the one and only Arthur down there in the New Zealand's. And let me see if I can read your address here. Yeah, I think I can read your address, Arthur. And, oh, dear God, see, I can't get it out. Oh, how many times has Big Fatty ever said that? I can't get it out. Oh, it's he's licked it so well that the card has stuck, or the glue from the envelope has stuck to, Jesus Christ! What? Arthur, that is the hardest card. That you get the prize for the hardest card to get out of the... I still hadn't got it out of the envelope. And y'all, on the front, it says, Christmas greetings, and there are all these little, pictures on there of different things that represent New Zealand. I believe that's Mount Cook down there in the bottom right-hand corner. You know, Big Fatty has been to the New Zealands and to the Mount Cook, and there's a kiwi on there with a little Santa hat. And there are all kinds of flowers and different things. And so on the inside it says, Happy Christmas and good wishes for the new year. And it says, Big Fatty, written, handwritten, wishing you a great new year. Thanks for all the great shows you do and the other ones too. I'm surprised it didn't say thanks for both of the great shows you did and all the other ones too. Big Southern Hemisphere hugs. Arthur, a.k.a. Arthur. Well, I don't understand the a.k.a. Arthur is Arthur, right? Oh, wait a minute. Here's a description of what was on the back. And, oh, it was not Mount Cook. Is it Mount Cook? Okay. It was Mount Taranaki, the Karu used in patterns, the Pohutukawaya flowers, Mount Raipihu. I'm setting U.S. New Zealand relations back decades. Greenstone, high tiki, the clematis. I thought that was something you had to use a medicated salve for, the clematis. The flax weaving and the silver fern. Okay. I did not know about any of those. I was wrong on all accounts on describing that card to you. But anyway, Arthur, you are on the list. Y'all, I've got two internet, and I've got to get it back in this fucking envelope now, which, of course, y'all, I don't think this card was meant for this envelope. I think Arthur just had this envelope sitting around, and he did that. But it did come part. Let's see how much it costs to send a card from New Zealand. It was, well, how much is that? $1.50 plus 45 plus 5. So that's $1.90. Oh dear Gussie. Y'all, I cannot fucking believe that I have spent another whole show reading Christmas cards to you. Well, y'all, I know that there are a few more that are in the mail to Big Fatty, so you're not done with the Christmas cards yet. I hate to tell you that, but, hopefully by the time I get back to the Charlestons today, they will have all arrived. I'm a little gassy for some reason, and I don't know why. Oh, yeah, I do know why, because I'm Big Fatty. But anyway, y'all, give Big Fatty a call. I need some calls to find out what you got going on for New Year's Eve. I'm sure many of you are planning to be overserved, and you may just be planning to be overserved in your own home, and for a shut-in and being overserved,
I have to work on that one.
Right.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.